told me it was in, couldn't get into number two. He was asking why he wasn't coming up on 3rd and 11. So after yelling and screaming and telling him why he wasn't coming up on 3rd and 11,
happy Thursday evening. This is Marianne, and you're listening to Money Matters with Marianne, right here on Cove FM 88.7 in beautiful Hubbards, Nova Scotia. I just had someone drop in just before the show, so I got a little bit distracted there. But no worries, here I am, a few minutes after 7, and we are starting things off. So, how's everybody doing on this gorgeous Thursday evening? That's what we were just talking about. The weather and how amazing the weather is, and apparently it's going to stick around until the middle of next week. So please, please, please take some time out of your busy schedules and get some fun in the sun, in maybe a dip in the ocean. I don't know how much longer we're going to be able to do that, so we have to enjoy it while we can. Okay, so here we are, Money Matters with Marianne, where we talk about all things money. So it's interesting because the gal who just dropped in was telling me about an upcoming event in the area, and it's the Hubbards Heritage Society, and they present You Can Bank on It, so very relevant to our financial show tonight. And this is their 23rd annual dinner theater being held Friday, October 13th at the Shore Club in Hubbards from 6 p.m. on, show and dinner at 7. And tickets are sold at Scotiabank in Hubbards, $25 per person. So this event is the last Match the Funds event that Scotiabank will be doing. And as I'm sure many of the listeners know, Scotiabank will no longer be in Hubbards. Choice of those that are working there. Obviously, the orders came from much higher up the ladder than that. And we've got a pretty darn great crew working at this Scotiabank. And one, we're going to miss them, just because they are who they are, pretty great, amazing people. And two, they have supported our events so much over the years. I've been involved in many organizations locally, and you know, they're always there to help out and match the funds, and really have created a lot of opportunities for the community and the people in the community. So you'll be hearing more about this event as we go along, and we'll get it into our calendar of events. So You Can Bank on It. Hubbards Heritage Society, 23rd Annual Dinner Theater. Looks like fun. Love dinner theaters. Okay, so back to the programming at hand. What are we talking about tonight? Do you know? I'll let you come up with it. No, I'm kidding. I actually have something that we're talking about tonight. So we are talking about breaking bad habits. And of course, these are money habits, credit habits, spending habits. So that's what I'm going to be talking about this evening. And I do have something that came up over the last week that I want to share, a little tidbit that I thought was interesting, something I didn't know. Has to do with credit cards. And and whatever else comes up, I guess, whatever else we decide that we're going to talk about. And so my songs typically do have a money theme, but sometimes if I have a topic, I will pick songs that have something to do with that topic. And so tonight's topic is breaking bad habits. So the songs are going to have something to do with habits or breaking. That's my theme for this evening. All right, so let's kick things off with my silly little money funny, and here it is. Driving back from Vermont, I stopped at a vegetable stand. It was deserted except for a sleeping German shepherd. I stepped over the dog, helped myself to some corn, then opened the cash box to pay. Taped to the inside of the lid was this note: the dog can count. One, I thought that was cute, but two, it reminds me of a little place up in Tantallon where they used to have vegetables out and would have a cash box so you could leave your money, and it really warms your heart to know that you live in a community where we can do that, doesn't it? All right, so why don't we kick things off with a couple of tunes before we get into the meat of the show, and I have, in keeping with the theme, Stevie Jewel, Bad Habit, and Chicago, Hard Habit to Break. So enjoy these couple of tunes, and then I will be back momentarily, and I'll try to see if I can find my voice for then. All right, talk to you in a few minutes.
This weekend, don't forget that thing.
What thing?
That thing. Singers.
That thing with Richard Bell.
of that thing.
For that classic Top 40 sound.
The hits, the jingles, even the commercials.
This weekend, don't forget that thing.
That thing.
That thing with Rich Appel.
That thing with Rich Appel. Saturday nights from 9 till midnight on 88.7 Cove FM.
Want the community to know about your business? Advertise in the Masthead News, your community newspaper. Reach out to 15,207 homes and more. Call 902-857-9099 now.
There you go. We kick things off with Bad Habit and Hard Habit to Break. And I think those songs were written for credit, weren't they? Habit to break. I think that's pretty much credit and credit cards. All right, I promise I wouldn't sing on the radio anymore, so sorry about that. Okay, so I actually had a couple things come up last week and this week. And the first one that I wanted to share was I had made a purchase with my credit card and it put it over the limit. Now, I would have anticipated that the charge would not go through, but the charge went through. And so I keep a close eye on my accounts. I knew my credit card was getting up there. Where am I going with this? Oh, yes. And so I noticed the next day that there was an over limit fee. And I thought, well, what the heck is going on here? First of all, why did they let it go over the limit? Now, granted, I should have kept a closer eye. No, I'm not trying to put it through. And what is this over limit fee? So I gave the credit card company a call, and this is what they told me. Because you're such a good customer, which basically means I carry balance and pay on it every single month. I've defined good customer in the past, and it doesn't necessarily mean we're a good customer. So because I'm such a good customer, they have given me built-in expansion. It was added automatically. So I can go $10 or more over my limit at any time. And I only have to pay a $39 over limit fee. Well, wasn't that very, very nice of them? No, it wasn't very nice of them. So she said, but you can cancel it at any time if you'd like to. To which I replied, I would like to cancel that right now, please. And so they did, and they refunded me my over limit fee. So there's just an example of two things. One, how changes to your account can occur without you authorizing them to. And two, how making a phone call can save you money. Because one, and paying attention to your bills can save you money. Because if I hadn't been paying attention, I may not have noticed. If I didn't have my transactions, I haven't downloaded to an app on my phone where I can see what's happening. If I didn't watch that on a regular basis, I probably may not have noticed the $39 fee. Or if I had decided not to call because it was my own stupid fault for putting a transaction in that went over and I deserved it and should pay the fee, I never would have had it refunded. So a whole bunch of little lessons wrapped up into one there. So check out your accounts, and if you do notice that happening and you haven't authorized them to allow that to happen, then call them and get them to take it off. And I definitely recommend it. We pay enough bank fees as it is. We don't need overdraft fees or overdrawn fees or over limit fees or, you know, all those wonderful fees that we get. So that was one thing that came up. So the second thing that came up was a little story that a client told me when they came in to see me today. And so he was talking about how he never had credit cards and never used credit until they get married, and then, you know, their life finances commingled. And they ended up getting some credit cards, and that his wife liked to buy things on credit. And so she said she wanted a, you know, big screen TV. That was when they were just starting to come out and being all the rage and horribly expensive. And so let's go get one on credit, because this tends to be the mindset, right? Let's go get one on credit and we can pay for it later without any real thought to the cost and how long it's going to take, the interest and what's actually costing, etc. And so he said, well, I have a better idea. Let's go to the bank and get the money out and buy the TV. And so he did. He went and got the money out of the bank. I think at the time it was, I don't know, $1,200 or $1,500. And he and his wife went into the store. And all of a sudden she started thinking, well, do I really want this TV? Maybe we should look around for another TV. Because they had cash. And parting with cash is a whole different process on you physically than parting with credit. We don't treat it the same way. We don't think about it the same way. And so we tend to spend more when we're using credit than we do when we're using our cash, which is crazy, isn't it? So we tend to spend, well, actually, when I realize I'm going to say this, we tend to spend other people's money more quickly and easier than our own, which that actually makes sense. But when we, you know, start to realize we have to pay it back with interest and it's going to cost us more, it doesn't make any logical sense at all. So those were a couple of things that came up that I wanted to share with you. So I'm going to play another tune, and then we're going to hear the weather, the fabulous, amazing, beautiful, gorgeous, extended summer weather, and then we're going to dive right into the topic for this evening, which is breaking bad habits. Now, I do have a couple of spots in my playlist where I can play a song for you. So if you have a song that you would like played that maybe describes one of your bad habits or a bad money habit, or a bad habit of somebody else, you might not want to say it's yours, then let me know. You can reach me on the request line, which is 902-858-2077. That's 902-858-2077. Or pop an email to studio@covefm.com, or go on our Facebook page and look up Cove FM, 88.7 Cove FM, and post a message there. So lots of ways to reach me here in the studio this evening. All right, phone's ringing, I gotta go answer it, so I'm gonna play a tune and I'll be back. Cove FM, how can I help you? I'm doing fantastic, how are you doing? Thank you. Sure, what you got? David Wilcox, laying tight? Oh, laying pipe. Sorry. Perfect. Sorry, the phone's a little crackly here. Okay. All right, and who am I sending that out to? Okay, Richard and Chester. I will get that on for you this evening. All right, have a good night. Okay, bye-bye. Somehow I turned her speaker off. But it is playing on air, and I have no clue how I did it. So, I'm going to stop recording until I figure this out. Anyone, anyone. So, let's see if you can identify your bad habits. Here's a few examples just to get you started thinking about what they could possibly be. And of course, this is not an exhaustive list because there's a whole lot more than we could add to this. So being chronically late making payments on your credit card, definitely a bad habit. Or always forgetting to transfer money to your savings account, another one. Or leaving money in your account for those automatic payments, forgetting that you've written a check, forgetting about the bill that is coming out, and all of those, of course, lead to overdrawn accounts, NSF fees, and anyone who has had an NSF fee knows how unpleasant that is. Maybe you spend your gas or grocery money on fun stuff, leaving you short, paycheck to paycheck, or before your next pay, on necessities like gas or groceries. Or maybe you spend more when you're using cash or debit or credit. And I mention that because we're all a little bit different and our strengths can be different. So I would never say to everyone, every single person, you need to spend cash because that will work better for you. It doesn't. Some people, when they have cash, just burn through it like crazy. Whereas a debit card, they tend to want to use it less or pay more attention to what's coming out of their account or are more concerned about, you know, taking more than needed out of the account. And for some people, it's the complete opposite. If they have cash, they will hold on to that and not spend it. Whereas debit or credit, they'll spend frivolously, not really thinking about it like their own money, with that optimism of, I'll put it back later, pay it back later, pay it off, etc., etc. So there was some interesting data from McDonald's drive-thru sales, and it revealed that people tend to spend more when they use a credit card instead of cash or debit. And they said that's because we feel more pain when we spend cash than we do when we use a card. Therefore, we're less likely to part with a dollar bill. I think I said that backwards. So they spend more when they use a credit card instead of cash or debit, because it's more painful to use the instant cash or debit. And that was the story that I shared at the beginning of the show about the guy and his wife going to get the TV and how she was really willing to get it when it was on credit, but all of a sudden when they took the cash out of the bank, she was rethinking that. Or maybe you use credit to cash in on rewards, but you don't use it wisely. So credit card rewards can be enticing, however, not at the expense of missing a payment or turning your 2% reward into a 19% penalty. And so obviously if you get rewards, but you are not paying the balances and you're carrying balance and paying interest on it, then that's not going to work very well for you, because you're basically now paying for your rewards and sometimes paying more than the rewards you're getting. So those are just a few habits, and like I said, I'm sure you could throw a few of your own in there. If I had to think of my bad financial habits, things on sale. So I wouldn't necessarily say things on sale I don't need, because usually it's things that I do need, but I might have a very set spending plan for that week or 2 week period. They weren't in it, but they were on sale, and so I bought them, and then it leaves me juggling the rest of it. I'll own up to that one. I know if my husband's listening, he's now screaming at the radio, close, 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 because, that's, a little bit of a weakness. Definitely buy some things I don't need and have a closet full of stuff, but, a couple of rules in place that kind of keep tabs on that a little bit, but yeah, I'm a girl and I do like to do that. So what are your habits? Think about the ways that you spend money and some of the things that you do that have become habits for you. So that's the first part of the conversation. So the second part of the conversation is how you can change those habits. And I'm not going to share that with you right now because I don't want to talk like nonstop. We got to listen to some music in between. So let's see what we've got coming up. Juice Newton, Break It To Me Gently. So again, the theme for this evening is breaking bad habits. We just heard a whole lot of songs on habits. So now we're going to throw the word break in there. So we've got to break it to me gently. And I have a lot of people in my office that have to tell their spouses what's been going on with them financially. And so maybe I'll just throw this song out to them, because they definitely need to break it to their spouses gently. So enjoy this next song, and I will be back in a little bit with the next part of the show.
Let me down. Chester Golf Club offers visitors the magic of a classic golf course in a seaside setting. The course routing provides a golfing adventure that is both challenging and enjoyable for all skill levels. It's a joy to play whether you aspire to break 120 or par of 70. Any missed shots will be due to the distracting beauty of the Atlantic Ocean, the islands, and the colorful sailboats tacking in the wind. Call Chester Golf Club today to book your tee time at 902-275-4543 or book online at chestergolfclub.ca.
And that was Juice Newton, Break It To Me Gently, and we could change the lyrics a little bit to say, I will never spend again. Yeah, that's hopeful thinking. All right, Richard and Chester, you still tuned in? Because I have your request song ready to play for you. So Richard called in, as you probably know, because I forgot to turn my mic off, and requested David Wilcox, Layin' Pipe. And so I did find that in our song list for you. So here it is. Enjoy. Hope you're having a great evening. And if anyone else has a song they would like to hear, I will keep an eye on the phone, and you can call 902-858-2077. Richard, this one's for you.
people from our communities talking to our communities. 88.7 Cove FM.
Great little tune. I actually didn't have that in my standard playlist. Don't know how I missed that. It's in there now, so thanks for that, Richard. All right, and I think that's also a great song to send out to our Alberta workers, those going out west, lots of pipe fitters there. And certainly I see a lot of people who are either working out west or were working out west. Of course, as we all know, with the drop of oil prices, a lot of people ran into financial challenges and hard times. And certainly see my share of those people coming into our office looking for some advice on what to do. And so if I had a few pieces of advice to offer to anyone going out west to work, or really anywhere for that matter where you're, you know, potentially making big bucks, because that's really the objective, here's my advice. Don't go crazy when the money starts coming in. And don't finance everything under the sun. And so what I see happening is the money starts flowing and life is good. And so all of a sudden you're going out and buying big homes, big cars, trucks actually, and you know, ATVs, boats, all the toys, but you're not buying them with your money, you're financing them. And so when the economy takes a downturn, as it always will, all of a sudden you've got these huge payments, you go on EI, that ain't gonna cut it. And you start losing stuff back to the bank, and you don't want to be in those statistics. So a much better approach, speaking of bad habits to good habits, a much better approach is to still live a fairly, you know, frugal life. Doesn't mean you can't have fun, spend a bit more money, just don't go crazy, and save for what you want. And so maybe you can't save everything, but maybe you can, if you can't buy your truck outright, you can put a big down payment on it, you can buy the four-wheelers and the toys outright, then you own them. And so when the tides change, as they always will, you now have assets that you can choose to sell if you wish, and you now have the money from them, instead of basically just losing them to the bank. So there's my two cents on that topic. All right, so we're talking about breaking bad habits when it comes to spending money or using credit. And we talked about some examples of bad habits. And so, of course, I've got to twist that around now. We've got to talk about how to turn those into good habits. So, having said all of the things we said about the bad habits, you can counter these sabotaging habits by automating your personal finances as much as possible. So I'm a huge fan of spending plans, and that's different from a budget. Actually, it's not, it's just a different word. But a spending plan is just how you're going to spend your money. And so one of the things that I see people doing all the time is they're spending a lot of time every week or every 2 weeks before payday sitting down, figuring it out, getting bills, when are they due, what do I have to pay? And if you automate your finances, you don't have to do so much of that. So if you get paid every 2 weeks, you set up a monthly plan broken out every 2 weeks, and you decide what pay is going to pay what bills. And you want to balance it. So the first thing I suggest is you take your spending needs, your groceries, your gas, your, you know, miscellaneous spending. If you smoke, it's your cigarettes. If you drink, it's your alcohol. If you have kids, it's 4,000 things for them. And so you put that in equally on each pay, and then you start popping your bills in, so you try to even it out. And so you don't want to pay all your bills in one pay. You want to pay them scattered. And if the dates don't work, don't worry about it. You don't have to pay them, you don't have to wait until they're due. So if your phone bill's due on the 30th, you can pay it on the 2nd or the 4th or the 5th. If you don't know exactly what it is, you can estimate and pay that, and then just pay the difference later. Or round it up, pay a little extra, and eventually you'll have you know, a little bit of credit that'll build up. Okay. Wow, I have a whole lot more good habit tips here, so I better start going through them. All right, so here's a few more things you can do. Pay yourself first. So this is a powerful strategy that treats your savings like a high priority fixed expense that automatically gets whisked away from your bank account on or around payday. Of course, many of you probably take advantage of Canada savings bonds. We've done that over the years, but we're not going to be doing it any longer because as of November of this year, they will no longer exist, which means you're going to have to use your own, you know, self-control or habits to save. So whether you have it transferred when you get paid into another savings account, or you could email money transfer it to another account, you could have a no interest bank account, email transfer it there. You could take the money out and, you know, put it in a safe or in your underwear drawer or wherever people like to keep their money, and but get it out right off the top. The idea is that you're more likely to stick to your plan when you make savings automatic. And what I always tell everyone is, don't worry, money hasn't gone anywhere. If you can't live without it, it's right there. Go get it back, but at least start with something. You could pay yourself first through automatic contributions to anything, RRSP, tax-free savings account, education savings account, or you could pop it into an emergency fund or an occasional expense account. And those two are slightly different. I'm not going to go into that in tonight's show because I don't have time, but I may do actually a whole show on that because I think it's really important. You could use a credit card for recurring monthly payments, such as your cell phone bill and your Netflix subscription. There's two advantages of that. One, you don't forget to pay them, right? Because it's coming off your credit card, but you've got to keep tabs on that. And the steady activity helps build your credit rating. So if you're trying to use credit to establish credit, much better to set it up so your bills come off automatically, you transfer the money on, as opposed to using the credit card for other things that weren't part of your regular monthly spending plan. And then you'd arrange to have the full balance automatically debited from your account each month. If that scares the heck out of you, don't do it that way. You go in and pay it, but you can also do that, just have it come out of your account. But you've got to be a pretty good planner for that one. Use cash or debit for groceries, gas, and entertainment. So all the things that you can't automate and need to stay in control of. And so these are things that you typically don't want to use credit for. The cash or the debit allows you to keep a closer eye on them. And of course, one of the key things is track. Track what you spend. I can't say that enough. Find a way that you can track and look at it. I guarantee you, you will save money. I just had a gal in this week. She says, why am I doing this? Why do I have to keep track? Because we don't actually need her receipts. She said, you don't need my receipts. Why am I doing this? I said, you're doing it for you. And she said, you know, I said, were there any surprises when you did this? She said, yeah, I can't believe how much I spent in groceries. And I can't believe how much I spent in this. And I said, that's why you're doing it. Because you had no clue what you spend there. And now you do. And now it's in your radar. And now it's in front of you. You're conscious of it. And you will make different choices. And I guarantee you'll cut back on that expense. So I'm looking forward to following up with her on that. Use what behavioral experts call a commitment device, something you do today that restricts bad behavior in the future. So some examples of that, freeze your credit card inside a block of ice to avoid an impulsive shopping binge. Or don't bring junk food into the house when you know you'll go on a late night pantry raid. A weekly meal plan can be a commitment device if it prevents you from getting takeout after work, taking your lunch to work, packing snacks for yourself or your kids. See, this is easy. Just come up with a few simple strategies that will help you save money. So finally, money management is a learned skill. Like any skill, it needs to be developed and practiced. You need to make mistakes to know how to course correct. Celebrate the awareness of the mistakes so that you can offset them with great strategies, choosing the right ones for you. So not everything that I say will be the best option for you, but you can pick and choose from everything that I share and find the one that makes the most sense for you and your situation. All right, look at the time. We are coming up to the hour. I have about 5 minutes left, and I have a few more things to do before we wind off this segment of Money Matters. So first of all, we have Matthew Wilder singing Break My Stride. So here we go. That's what we want. Break bad habits, break my stride, get back on track, and community calendar clips. And then I'll be back with a few closing remarks before we end off for this evening. So enjoy the song and the community event list.
You said you had another girl like you. Drag me under if I need another girl like you. I will tell her, never want another girl like you.
Here is the 88.7 Cove FM Community Calendar.
Cove FM's Community Calendar is brought to you by Bay Equipment Rentals. On Saturday, September 15th, there will be a breakfast at the Parkdale Maplewood Community Center Hall, 3003 Bars Corner Road in Maplewood, from 7 a.m. until 10:30. Enjoy Ohm-style smoked bacon, sausage, eggs, pancakes served with locally produced maple syrup, toast, tea, coffee, and juice. Ticket price for adults are $8, 5 to 12 are 4, and under 5 are free. If you'd like more info, please call Kelvin at 902-644-3602.
If you have a community event that you would like included in the Cove FM community calendar, please send the details to info@covefm.com.
All right, and that takes us to the hour. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to Money Matters with Marianne. I'm Marianne saying goodbye. And I just want to leave you with these parting words. You are okay. It is not your fault, not entirely your fault. It's good to take some responsibility for your decisions or actions, but don't get stuck in it. Pick yourself up, brush yourself off, find peace of mind and focus on that. Celebrate the little things you do to pull your finances back where they need to be. Be kind to yourself. You are exactly where you need to be right now financially, I promise you. You will get it right. You'll get it where you need it to be if you just be diligent and just keep looking at what's not working and changing it. So with that, I would like to, first of all, say happy birthday to my dad up in heaven, because it's his birthday today. Miss you, Dad. And leave you with Monty Python's Money Song. Have a great Thursday evening, everyone. Love y'all. See you next Thursday. Well, I won't see you, but you'll hear me. Anyway, we'll be here hanging out next Thursday. Wishing you happy, healthy finances.
I've got 90,000 pounds in my pajamas. I've got 40,000 French francs in my fridge. I've got lots of lovely lira. Now the Deutsche Mark's getting dearer, and my dollar bills would buy the Brooklyn Bridge. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's folly, but I'd rather have the lolly. With money you can make a splash. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing like a newly minted pound. Everyone must hanker for the butchness of a banker. It's accountancy that waits the world around. You can keep your Marxist ways, but it's only just a phase.